You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I am very, very protective of my town. And I'm from Las Vegas. I've been here since 1981. Yeah, off and on, my folks moved a lot, but I still ended up coming back, graduated high school from Vegas, went to college in Vegas, finished my medical school training in Vegas. So I am very, very protective of my city, Las Vegas, Nevada. Phenomenal city. Absolutely phenomenal city. So whenever there's a national headline that starts to circulate around Las Vegas, Mama Bear gets her panties all bunched up. And this latest headline had to do with Ben Affleck. You guys have heard, right? Ben Affleck. The different headlines, are ridiculous. And I'll tell you what I believe happened. But you're hearing Ben Affleck got busted. He was counting cards. He was kicked out of a casino. This is illegal. No, it's not illegal. Counting cards is not illegal. Okay? And we don't even know if he was counting cards. From what we understand, he was asked to stop playing blackjack at the Hard Rock Hotel. We have a Hard Rock Casino, Hard Rock Hotel here in town. Awesome, awesome property. And I guess he was just, quote unquote, too good at it. Now, and so he was asked to not play any more blackjack. He could play craps, he could play roulette, etc. This is Ben Affleck. Now, some of you who aren't from Vegas and don't know Ben Affleck are probably like, oh my God, you know, really, he doesn't make enough money from Argo, and you know what, he's mad he wasn't in the Fargo TV series. What? No, it has nothing to do with money, okay? All right, Ben Affleck, from what I understand from my patients, who are the dealers, okay, of these said blackjack tables, say he really knows how to tip. And we are huge fans of Ben Affleck. There have been definite rumors of prior girlfriends he's been with. I'm not going to mention any names, but initials J and L. Who would even take back some of the big juicy tips he would leave my fellow, what do you call when you're my fellow neighbors, you know, here in Las Vegas? So Ben Affleck is a good guy. When he comes to Las Vegas, he is a good guy. All right. But, you know, what actually happens in these hotels? Why did they think he was counting? Was this really on counting? Okay. Now he was here on vacation with his wife, Jennifer Garner. Okay. We don't know if she was at the table at the time. Usually men don't want their wives around when they gamble. My father was a big gambler, and he would always say that we women were bad luck. So he would always say, you're bad luck, go away, you're bad luck, go leave. So we had to leave because we were bad luck. So I grew up thinking I was bad luck because I would have to go up to my dad to get some more money for the arcade. You know, here I was, you know, 10 years old, coming up to my dad to get more money for Pac-Man. Oh, go leave, you make me lose. Oh, you make me lose, you're bad luck, go leave. And you know, I'm like, well, I have to leave because I'm a minor anyway. Just give me more quarters. All right. Now, when he was winning, oh, man, he would throw me a whole $20 bill sometimes. But when he was losing, oh, my gosh. Where's your purse? Where's your purse? Yeah, what you got in your purse? But anyway, that's okay. That's my dad. I love him. May he rest in peace. But anyway, I don't think the wife was around. I guess this happened Tuesday. He was here. And I guess he was due to moving his money with the count. Now, do you guys know how to count cards? It's actually really, really easy. Okay, I don't play blackjack because I'm very, very intimidated. Remember, I went to college and I didn't have a lot of money in college. So if I did have $5 to, you know, that was burning a hole in my, I don't know, fanny pack or duffel bag purse or sports sack, whatever the hell I had back then, I would maybe play dollar blackjack with that $5. Well, that would probably give me a whole, I don't know, 2 minutes of gambling excitement. And that was about it. So I learned pretty quickly. And blackjack, as with roulettes, as with craps, any of these games, the house is meant to benefit. Okay? And I would like to review with you guys some techniques on how to gamble. You know, blackjack, usually the dealer, there's only one card showing, the other card you can't see. You're supposed to try to beat the dealer, all right? 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. If you could beat the dealer, that's great. But if you bust, go over, the dealer wins, but you have no idea what the dealer's card is. Years ago, when the Stratosphere opened, I believe it was the Stratosphere Hotel, and the Stratosphere Hotel, one of the hotels, for those of you that don't live in Las Vegas, it's that beautiful tower. It kind of looks like the Space Needle, but it's not. It's taller, and it's a very, very sexy building. Would scare the hell out of me if we ever have a big earthquake, but it's supposed to be pretty safe, and I've been in it. It's a beautiful building. They had open-ended open face blackjack. Now, by open face blackjack, we got to see what the dealer had. So if the dealer had a 15 and you had a, 12, you didn't do anything. Because if the dealer would have to hit, because he had a 15, bigger chance of busting. So rather than you having a 12 and not knowing what the hell to do, and because usually you'd see a 10, etc. So there was an open face blackjack, open card blackjack. So I ran right down because I'm like, okay, well, this is cool. I want to be one of the first ones to try this. And they did change the rule, I think. Dealer, there was some other rule with a 17, like soft 17 dealer wins, some other rule. The dealer still beat all our butts. There is no way to play around with these casino games to manipulate it to the point that it is always going to be in your favor. Whoever designed these casino games were brilliant. And, you know, craps. This game has always blown my mind because you could either bet on the pass or on the don't pass. You could bet on the come or the don't come. You could bet on the field or you could not bet on the field. So you could bet on any damn thing you want to, but the house keeps winning. You know? So, when we come back from break, really, really quickly, I'm going to kind of, I don't want to teach you guys how to count cards, but I want to tell you how easy it is and why this is something a lot of people do and why the casinos don't really like it. But I don't think they're that worried about the counting cards. I think they're worried when you have somebody making a crap load of money. What I think it was is everybody was checking out Ben Affleck that nobody else was betting. That's what I think it was. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCADALI. We're talking about gambling tips. 1-877-DOCDALI. Call in and give us your tips. 1-877-DOCADALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to, is it Justin? I love it. I know we got so many men running around. Justin working the dials. I know it's him. Justin's here. I know. That's easy, easy. Yeah. Okay. I know my men. Big thanks to him working the dials and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you in the Las Vegas area, we are going to have a free beauty fair next Saturday, the day before Mother's Day. Usually this is the show where I tell you guys what to get mom for Mother's Day. I know. See, Mother's Day is actually the easiest shopping, isn't it? You know, Mother's Day is the easiest shopping because she's mom. She has to love you anyway. You know, I could make my mom, I'm 42 years old. I could draw a stick figure on a piece of construction paper, give it to my mom, see that she's disappointed that it wasn't a gift certificate to anything, but she will still love me tomorrow because she has to. Okay, I'm her progeny. So the thing with Mother's Day is everybody panics about Valentine's Day gifts. Mother's Day gifts, piece of cake. However, people always forget because we just really blow off mom. But I gotta tell you, the reason why a lot of people forget is you men out there, you are in charge of getting a gift for your wife. I know, when the hell did Mother's Day turn into get a gift for your wife day? Well, it does. I'm sorry, it does. So now you have to try to get the kids together, and they're going to moan and groan because they're playing their video games and they're sitting there probably in their boxers. You're like, come on, kids, we got to go get mom a gift. What the hell does, you know, the witch want? I don't know. Let's just get her something. You know, I don't know. She likes to, like, do housework. Let's get her like some, you know, cleaning scrubs, like some toilet brushes and stuff. Okay, yeah, that sounds good. She likes that. She's always singing when she cleans the toilet. Let's do that. You guys need a little bit more help. So anyway, we are putting on a free beauty fair. Take your wife, take your mom there. They could get beauty treatments, spa treatments. We got eyebrow threading, tanning. We got lots of gifts. We're going to have raffles and prizes. Because we're doing this for kids fighting blood cancer with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, it is being hosted by me, Dr. Dahlia Show, the American Association of University Women, and Body Spa Salon. It's going to be at Body Spa Salon at 8751 West Charleston Boulevard. It's behind Fleming's on Charleston. So for those of you in the Las Vegas area, next Saturday from 10 to 4, we're going to have a free beauty fair. Lots of cool stuff. Lots of great ways for you to. So even you guys, don't worry about being the only guy there. You're not. There's going to be a lot of men coming down trying to find something, buy a gift certificate or something that could be used for mom. So this is or your girlfriend or your wife. Okay, you got to do it. Now, I've been asked, do you have to get a gift for your wife if you guys are still trying and you haven't had a baby? Okay, you got to be very, very careful with that, because you don't know if she's upset that you guys haven't you know, conceived yet. She may be really mad at your sperm. What you do with your woman that isn't a mother yet is still take her somewhere nice and make her feel special. Say, this is still, you know, special day, beautiful woman day, I love my girl day, something like that, and keep her happy. Otherwise, she's going to be crying about, you know, you and your sperm not working and you shooting blanks or whatever, okay? So that's something you can do. Okay, good. But again, beauty fair, if you need more information, go to my website at drdahlia.com and check that out. And we're still raising money for these kids fighting blood cancer, as well as adults with leukemia and lymphoma. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and hit the Fight Blood Cancer link and donate, please. Anything you guys could donate to help these kids. Oh, my gosh, they really, really need it. Anything you guys could do, $5, $10, $25. If your company can sponsor, we have a huge gala coming up at the end of the month. Please, 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 please. Whatever you can do to help. Okay, now, some of you are like, oh, well, you know what, Dahlia, I'm coming to Vegas this weekend. So I'm going to be coming to Vegas this weekend or next weekend, and I'm going to make my woman some money. All right, well, you got to be careful. All right, you got to be careful. Let's talk about this counting cards that Ben Affleck has been accused of. Okay, whenever you hear of counting cards, House of Cards. By the way, I finally saw the season finale of House of Cards with Kevin Spacey. OMG. House of Cards, excellent. You guys have to see it. You got to kind of get through the first season a little bit, but oh my gosh, excellent, excellent. Before I start to teach you guys tricks with gambling, can I please tell you right now, there are no tricks, okay? All right? You are not supposed to beat the house in gambling. You may win. You have to win. The house has to allow winners. Let's kind of look at this big picture here, okay, with gambling. If nobody ever wins, nobody's going to go to the casino. You need to have winners, and this is what drives people to gamble, because they know there has to be some innate, some percentage there of winners, just like Powerball. Somebody always wins Powerball. Somebody always wins Mega Bucks. Because there's that chance of somebody being a winner, or you guys knowing of somebody who wins certain money, it's the draw. If Vegas had nobody coming in and making money, we wouldn't have the beautiful corridor, resort corridor that we have now. But you do have to understand the odds are always in the favor of the house. So if you do see all these tips, and there's a lot of different tips. One of my favorite is WikiHow, because they have really cool pictures and stuff, and I like it. They don't really get too kooky with it like some of these other ones. Oh, you'll win every time if you do it this way. Oh, you'll win every time. But, you know, just when you go at it, know you're going to lose. The people that do the best when they go in gambling are the ones who already psychologically are in the mindset that they're going to lose money. All that idea of positive thinking goes out the window with gambling. You need to go at it going, look, I know I'm going to lose. Like, for example, when they teach us tricks with roulette, okay, and you got the red, black, you got the sets of threes, you know, the early numbers, the middle numbers, end numbers, you got the columns of the threes, you know, you got the little basket for the green zeros, etc. Okay, so some people will say, well, I just keep betting black. And I keep betting black. And so one technique that they recommend is, okay, you bet black. Okay, you lose. Now it's going to have to hit red one of these days. So now double up on the black. Okay, well now you doubled up on the black, you lose again. All right. Now you do it again. So now you've tripled up on the black. Red still hasn't hit. Damn. Now you're four. You quadruple on the black. Now you win. You win because it fell on black, and now you have multiple, I guess, coins on the black. You got your money back. Where you could be in trouble is if you've already run out of money by the time you've waited for the 3, 4 to kick in, etc. And that type of technique is one of the earliest, easiest techniques a lot of people do, all right? But it still doesn't work long run. I mean, if you're trying to go into a Las Vegas casino and win the $25,000, you're going to have to be a little bit more level-headed and a little bit more realistic. But you're going to probably have to be prepared to gamble 3, 4, 5 times as much as that to win that. And that's a lot of money. I don't mind because I live in Vegas and I need you guys coming. What about counting cards? Are these people, let's say if Ben Affleck is counting cards, is he really counting cards? Okay, there were 5 sevens already. Okay, 4 sixes. Only 2 eights were used, so we still got 2 eights out there. We got 4 threes. No. That's not what they do when they count cards. There's a couple different types of deck blackjack out there. You got your single deck blackjack. You got your double decker. You got your triple deck. Single deck blackjack is supposed to give you an advantage because you could get an idea of what cards are out there. If the dealer starts the deal and everybody has a face card, okay, and then you see that for the first couple hands, you could pretty much guess a lot of the face cards are getting used up. So this is why card counting isn't illegal per se, because a lot of it is common sense. If all the aces have been dealt, and then you see, you know, your dealer there with, let's say, a 10 or something like that, you know, most likely he doesn't have an ace, so you don't have to, you know, well, insurance is if they have the ace showing. But you know what I'm saying. If you already saw the aces dealt out, problem is if it's a double deck or a triple deck or a multiple deck, that, you know, that could be harder. So what these card counters do is they actually assign certain numbers to the blackjack. There's different strategies where you add, let's say, a +1 to cards that are low, like 2 to 6. Cards 7 to 9, no value. Cards worth 10, and have then a -1. So your 10, your face cards, etc. And then aces have a -1. So if you're sitting here playing and you're in your mind knowing we're at a -5 or a positive this or whatever, then you know the direction to bet. Because you could already see where the odds are. It's all about the odds. It can never be exact. You're not going to know that the roulette wheel is going to land on black 17 or the craps is going to land on snake eyes. You're not going to be able to do that. But how people win is they get the gist of it. And they, you know, what if you end up doing any of the techniques you think you learn, how do you get kicked out? Well, you get kicked out when you sit there and look like you're counting the cards and you're, you know, mouthing the numbers. And then all of a sudden you then, now I'm going to, you know, triple my bet. Well, that looks suspicious and you're always being watched. But just relax, have fun, and get a gist of what you're doing. If you guys have any better advice, please pop in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Guys, we are back in on around on top under the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in around and through 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, this is kind of interesting. They say sperm, okay, yep, sperm made from human skin cells. For the very first time, sperm have been engineered from human skin cells. This is really cute. There's a picture of a little sperm sitting there smiling with the eyes and the mouth. That's brilliant. That's really, really cute. It looks as cute as Gumby. I really miss Gumby. When can we bring back Gumby? I'd like to bring back Gumby. Anyway, okay, they think this could help and offer help to men who suffer from infertility. The study was published in the journal Cell Reports and found that after being implanted into the testes of mice, these samples generated into early-stage sperm cells. Scientists said that even though these are just cell precursors and they themselves couldn't support conception, it does mean that we're on the right track. and the method could then be used to grow fertile sperm in infertile men. Okay, the trials are being run by Stanford University, and it involves three men afflicted with infertility. When their tissue samples were genetically engineered and then implanted in the testes of mice, well, I'm sure they had to cut it down in size, you know, yeah, so it could fit, cells were successfully generated. The findings indicate that Y chromosome infertility, right, because men carry a Y, women carry the Xs, right? Men carry an X and a Y. You know that, right? Women are XX, men XY. So when a man gives birth or helps conception, and a lot of us women don't think the men are involved, but they really are, you know, he either donates the Y chromosome or the X. If the men donate the X chromosome, that combined with the woman's X makes a girl. If the man donates a Y chromosome, that with the mommy's X makes an XY, which is a boy. Okay, so we women can't determine ever if we're going to have a boy. It all depends on the man you marry, if you're going to give birth to boys or girls. It really does. And I know some of you are like, okay, well, you know, my man is very manly. He is so, you know, I know a lot of manly men that only have daughters. Okay, sometimes even more manly. That has nothing to do with it. I don't think we have any idea, or I don't think there's any association whatsoever between that. Anyway, they say the findings indicate that Y chromosome infertility occurs relatively late in the maturing process of sperm cells, because I guess the immature process looks good. See, listen, I'm not a sperm expert, okay? Cut me some slack, Jack. Let me see. There was another something really, really cool about men. There was something about men and HIV. I need to find that. Oh, my gosh. My computer really, really blows. Let me look it up, guys. I'm sorry. There was some article on men being involved in HIV transmission. Sorry. Let me see. I wish I had some on-hold music. Here we go. Men can reduce mother-to-child HIV transmission. I don't know. Let me take a look. I'm pulling it up right now. We're all going to take a peek together, okay? This is really juicy stuff. Let me see here. They say, here, this is being reported by Daily News. .co.tz. Where's that from? Tanzania? I don't know. Anyway, it says male partner involvement during their partner's pregnancy can reduce mother-to-child HIV transmission, as most fathers usually don't go with mom for the prenatal care. Oh, Tanzania, I was right. Speaking in Dar es Salaam, the executive chairperson for Tanzania Commission for AIDS, Dr. Fatma Mirsho, said that the agenda of gender equity and male engagement in the fight to combat HIV must be part of the agenda and move forward. Let me see. Well, okay, I'm trying to think how... Oh, see, I just thought there was some sort of a genetic thing. Okay, well, that's cool. Guys, that means you have to go with your ladies when they go for their prenatal. You know, my husband didn't go either. He didn't. You know what? I think what it was is, you know, he probably thought I was going to be naked, you know, the whole time. And for most of your prenatal visits, you're not naked. You don't have to be naked. I told him, you know, because he was probably so worried he was going to be so turned off that he could never sleep with me after I give birth. Yet little did he realize that he had to be there and watch the labor. Okay, your wife being pregnant, that's not enough of a turnoff. That's a real big, huge turnoff when you got placenta and everything else coming out. So my husband, you know, he's a chiropractor. He's really good, but it's funny. He's more queasy. It's really interesting than I am. I know he's the man, but he is. He's kind of queasy. And not just me. My son stepped on one of my little stiletto heels and it went up his foot. And I had to sew my son up. And he had a lot of trouble, you know, watching all that happen. Yet me, I could do it like I'm, you know, eating cotton candy. It's pretty easy. But then again, I mean, that's why he went into chiropractic and I went into medicine. For him, chiropractic, you know, he just has to see people's backs and necks and body joints. You know, me, it's fine. I could see everything. I mean, me, he's still tough. But the funny thing is, he has no problem skinning a tuna or filleting a tuna or watching some deer that just got shot. Yeah, that he's okay with. Yeah. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, let me see. There's something I wanted to talk to you. Sorry, guys. While we're talking about pregnancy, I need to kind of keep everything. I don't want to bounce around topics because otherwise someone's going to prescribe me Ritalin. But I kind of want to keep it along the same thing. Breastfeeding. They say if you breastfeed your baby, there's news. There's another study coming out saying it could cut the risk of asthma. This is a study that looked at over 250,000 babies over the last 30 years. What the researchers did is they combined data from 117 scientific papers over 30 years. I find that fascinating how you could do a study just looking at everybody else's work. You know, I tried to do that in college. I tried to look off of other people's paper and then glean my results from the paper. And I tried that in medical school, too, and it didn't really fly. Yet scientists all the time are like, well, look, we'll take all these studies, we'll take a look, and then we'll come up with conclusions based on these studies. Now, it's really not cheating. What they're doing is they're looking at studies and doing a review, okay, and looking at it another angle than some of these studies. So, like, for example, let's say there was a study on breastfeeding moms, and there was a study on breastfeeding moms, and does the kid end up getting higher grades? Does the kid end up going to the doctor more, etc.? So let's say there's this old study taking a look at that, and they find that, breastfed kids don't seem to go to the doctor that often. They seem to have less diabetes or less grade issues or less asthma attacks. Like, okay, wait a second. Here's a study showing less asthma attacks. Now let's find another study. So, you know, they should get paid something. They are doing some sort of work, okay? But those are called meta-analyses. So they were just kind of meta-analyzing this. Anyway, they found that regular breastfeeding cuts the risk of asthma by 37% in infants under 3. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, okay? Well, if a lot of asthma is because the kid is breathing in and getting into their mouth pollen and allergens, and mom's breast is in their mouth, then they don't have the opportunity to get allergens into their mouth. Okay, when you breastfeed a baby, and I'm sorry I don't have a video of this to show you of me doing this, but and my kids are too old to, you know, want to be a model for this, but you do have to remove the breast sometime. Now, it's very, very interesting because when the babies are really, really young, okay, they always want it in their mouth. So you basically are always walking around with the baby. I mean, you're trying to go to the bathroom because they cry, you know, and you don't want to make your baby cry. So you're like, fine. But you know, when they get older, they do actually like to take a break. Sometimes they like to throw up even. You know, so there is still that opportunity for them to breathe stuff in. And you guys are forgetting, babies do also like to breathe in their nose. Okay? These obligate nose breathers, they breathe through their nose so they could constantly feed. Kids are very good nose breathers. When we grow up, we're like, oh, heck with the nose. We got sinuses and hair and all that, and we breathe through our mouths. But so breastfeed the baby. For those of you that have a 20-year-old asthmatic, it may be very difficult to start breastfeeding again, but it's something to think about. Okay, now there's another report out that these kids taking attention deficit hyperactivity medicine, when they really don't have attention deficit, in order to get through school, they're cheating. Is that cheating? To go and get your Ritalin, should they be kicked out of school? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNlive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered Mother's Day flowers yet, visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. Her flowers are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I've been yelling a lot at my kids lately, and it's not because I'm having a bad day. They deserve it. They deserve it. They seem to be ignoring me a lot. And like you guys have been, huh? Wait, what did she just say? Yeah, see, like you guys ignore me? Okay. This is going to move on to the whole attention deficit article. But there was an interesting study that came out saying that the kids may actually not be ignoring you on purpose. All right. Now, I always thought the kids were just so enveloped in what they were doing that was much more important than what Mama was talking about. And I guess there's a study that confirms that. Now, I don't know why that has to be a study. Okay, I could tell you, well, duh, of course, they're playing their video games, etc. But it still hurts us because we think, well, if we're Mama and we're Daddy, then they're not listening to us anymore. They don't respect us anymore. It's not a respect issue. It's that these kids are really, really captivated by what they're doing. The researchers tested peripheral awareness, which is what we're calling it when you're aware of what's going on in the periphery if you're not 100% thinking into what you're doing. And so they tested peripheral awareness in more than 200 people of different ages and found that adults did much better than children and young teens. Children have much less peripheral awareness than adults. And that could obviously be a big, big concern. Okay? Especially when we're trying to teach kids to pay attention. You know, if we have an adult that just sits there and zones in on something, and you're like, you know, Bob, huh? What? Huh? Okay, that's negatively rewarded. Okay, sometimes we even punish our husbands for that, right? You never paid attention to me, I want a divorce. Okay, so as we get older, we learn that we need to multitask, we need to half pay attention, and we need to have one ear over here and one ear over there. Now, moms do that really, really well, because once we have our kids, you know, somebody could be talking to us, and we're like, while you're still kind of looking and checking your kid, and checking on your kid, and making sure you have your mama hearing ready. So we're kind of already used to that. Sometimes I have to tell people, look, I don't mean to be distracted, it's just I'm trying to concentrate on my kid here. You know, I feel bad. Drug reps, pharmaceutical reps come into my office, and I don't like to sit there with the patient and just write down what they say. I like to have some eye contact with my patient. You know how I used to wait, you know, we used to wait tables that way too. You don't write down the order. You get the order while you're just sitting there kicking back, then you leave, and then you quickly throw it all on your ticket thing, and then you put it in the computer. Well, same thing as a doctor, I like to do that too. Tell me what's going on, tell me, good, okay. Then I go outside and I write it all down. Well, then all of a sudden, boom, here's a pharmaceutical rep. Now, I like the pharmaceutical reps, and I like what they do. I appreciate them educating me on these, you know, medications. But I'm like, okay, don't tell me anything. Don't, because I'm trying to keep in my mind what's going on here. This is distracting. So kids are just doing what we're training them to do as kids, to pay attention, to not to get distracted, and to really be into what they're doing and not to be, etc. And then all of a sudden, we get mad because they don't pay attention to us or they ignore us, etc. So I found that to be an interesting study. Now, speaking of kids that have trouble focusing, we are seeing stimulant use on the rise in schools. And there's the debate now on if this is cheating. Apparently, there's a new study presented this week at Pediatric Academic Studies where they surveyed students at an undisclosed Ivy League college, and they found that as many as 18%, close to a fifth of the students, admitted to misusing stimulant drugs at least once to help cram for an exam or finish a 20-page midterm paper. A third of those 18% said it's really not cheating. Two-thirds thought, yeah, I'm probably cheating. And remember, a fifth of the students are admitting to it. How many people aren't admitting to it? Okay, and how many of the people, they didn't really take part in the survey because they take it anyway for medications. You know, so we're looking at a huge number of kids, even in Ivy League schools, hitting the medication. Now, somebody could argue, well, in the Ivy League schools, there's a lot more competition. There's a lot more need to be at a top level, you know, much more pressure. And, you know, that could be the case, but I'm sure everybody feels the pressure. The researchers looked, gave a survey to 616 sophomores, juniors, and seniors who were not known to have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The authors found 24% of students at the college reported use of these drugs at least 8 times more. The majority of them, 69%, took the medication to write an essay, 66% did so to study for an exam, 27% used the drugs to take a test. Students involved in extracurricular activities and social commitments like fraternities, sororities, sports, etc., were more likely to use the stimulants. The researchers also found mixed opinions on whether students felt it to be a form of cheating. 40% believed that doing this was unethical, but 33% of the students were like, no, it's fine. One quarter of the students was like, well, I don't know. Huh? What was the question? So, it's hard. All right. So, now I know some of you are like, well, wait a second. Well, how many of these kids are smoking pot? I don't know. I don't think they even looked at that. Because, you know, it's a point. If you're taking a downer, if you're taking a Xanax, Valium, smoking pot, you know, getting yourself all relaxed, then you need to get your game on. So then you take a stimulant. That's how the uppers and downers start. You know, it's the 60s all over again. You got your uppers and you got your downers. Now, if a child is taking medication, okay, and enhancing, a performance-enhancing drug, if that is banned and not allowed in competitive sports, then should it be allowed in college? That's a question, and this is going to be a debate that we're going to see more and more of. Should Ritalin and these medications be banned? Now, when I went to UNLV, there was, I guess there was no-dose on the market. Now, I didn't know much about no-dose, but they were caffeine pills that kids would take to get through school. Now, I didn't want to do that because I thought that was doping. And there was no way I wanted anything to do with that. I did not want to take any extra caffeine. For me, drinking a little bit of soda pop was fine enough. And look, do I look like I'm devoid of energy? So I was fine with that. But I remember just that feeling of, oh my gosh, if I take caffeine. Well, if they're talking Ritalin and Red Bull and all sorts of caffeine energy drinks are now commonplace, we're already 2 steps above that. We're having people caffeinate, okay? And that's not considered bad because now it's mainstream. Everybody could get their caffeine boost. But on top of that, this is very unhealthy too, by the way. Okay, stimulating, raising the heart rate, not healthy at all. But why do these medicines help? Well, anytime you're given a form of speed, you do seem to concentrate more. Unless you have mania or certain schizophrenia or severe bipolar, most of these medications will help you concentrate. We've talked about attention deficit, how a lot of people diagnose themselves because they take their buddy's medication, and then they find that, oh, wow, you know, I got through the test well. You know, it looks like I must have attention deficit. No, if you take these medications, you're gonna feel like you're on top of your game, okay? But drugging yourself to take a test, do you deserve to beat out somebody that's not drugging themselves? Now, because Ritalin and these medications are so commonly prescribed, nobody looks at it as performance enhancing, and nobody looks at it in a school setting as being bad. And probably the colleges, they don't even want to deal with it. Imagine trying to screen everybody. You know how many of these kids would show up positive? These colleges need money. They need their students paying tuition. They can't be kicking students out. But, you know, are we turning into a society that's relying on pills to get us through our work? One of the reasons why we go to college is because if you could get through a drier than dry term paper, you could then get through an office meeting. But what a lot of people are doing are drugging themselves to get to that, and then they're taking the pills, you know, at the office meeting, too. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you on Monday. Don't forget to help us raise money for kids fighting blood cancer. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com to help. Thank you.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.